Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
This is the PT Pinecast. And we're on the road. Live from Miami. We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast. Recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
The next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Still at National Student Conclave. I feel like we've done 100 of these episodes, but they're cool. We just keep running into people in the Expo Center. We ran into this guy, Dr. Dennis Fell. Thanks for taking some time out to talk with us.
Very glad to do so.
I almost ran out of battery power. Somebody had tipped me off that you were here, and we were going to look into running into you at CSM, and hopefully we can still do that. But they gave me your CV, and I was scrolling through it, and I almost ran out of my battery on my iPhone. You get a 40-page CV. What happened there? That's a long CV, my man.
It's a wonderful ride.
Yeah. So you've got a really, really interesting background. I want people to hear about this. I came from PT from radio. You're coming into PT. You're in PT from a different direction. What direction is that?
After college, I went to medical school, okay. Graduated, passed all three parts of my national board exams, did a year of a pediatric residency program, And then decided that I wanted something that was a little more flexible, a little more family friendly. My wife was a PT already,
I
saw the quality of patient contact that she had compared to me going in and seeing somebody for 10 minutes, and then they were out the door and I might not see them again forever. So now I went back to PT school. And I've been practicing now I've been an APTA member now for 26 years.
What was that like? Coming into PT school, a lot of students, I just graduated myself, would come in with varied backgrounds. A lot of, you know, bio majors, kines majors. What was it like sitting in a room with your PT school classmates? And you're like, so I'm a doctor, I'm an MD already, and I'm just coming, now I'm going to be a PT. What was that like?
Yeah, I have two thoughts about that. One, some of my classmates said, boy, you picked the easy way to get into PT school. because, you know, you're a shoe-in.
Yeah.
What I found sitting in the classroom was that it was a very different experience from medical school.
Really?
It was because the focus was so much on function, and also the whole anatomy was different. The depth that we learned in PT school, anatomy for movement, was very different than the focus that I had in medicine.
Well, talk about that first point, was that the difference was the focus in PT school was on function. What was it in medical school?
More on body systems,
okay,
and how those systems work, so more from an impairment level,
okay,
but not looking at the whole person and how they get on with their life and what they need to do to be able to really function and be active.
Well, I imagine in medical school you need to be very, very micro. And in PT school, my pathophysiology and anatomy professor was always big picture, big picture, big picture, because you're going to have a full human being sitting in front of you. So you can't look at one system. You need to look how that system plays into everything else.
Exactly. I mean, it's who we are as PTs. Yeah. We have to look at the whole person.
Yeah.
And not just at any one system.
So you mentioned wanting to change, to make that change, to be more family friendly, but you also mentioned what we like to tout as physical therapists is we get to spend a lot of time with our patients. And that's something that drew you away from, you know, medicine and more towards physical therapy. That's something we like to pat ourselves in the back. And I think that's what brought me to physical therapy too, is that length of time. But were you thinking that all through medical school? Was that something that bothered you as a medical student? Was that lack of time and one-on-one?
I don't think it really hit me until I got to internships.
Okay.
Like the last year of medical school and then that first year of residency. I really loved the patients that I was working with, but I just didn't get to know them very well because I was with them for such a little time.
Right, and I just walked up to you, I don't know, 4 minutes ago, and you're a really personable guy. Like, you're just, hey, you're here engaging with students at National Student Conclave. I imagine that would drive someone like you, would drive someone like me nuts, is you want to have a conversation
exactly
with that person, but you can't because you got
right,
six stacked up in the hallway.
Right. So now teaching in a PT program, I feel like I have the best of both worlds because I do still treat patients, both adult and pediatric neuro, but also teach in a PT program. So I get to pass along information that's going to help other students be able to do the thing that I love. And so I see that multiplication factor happening. So I feel feel very blessed.
Yeah, that is really cool. You have a unique perspective with your background. A lot of times we like to say, well, you know, other healthcare providers, MDs or PAs, they don't understand what physical therapy is and does. You've got to have a unique perspective there into it, be able to bridge the gap to explain to some PTs what the other healthcare providers are looking at or why they might not understand what physical therapy is and does. How do you explain that to students?
I think it's important to realize that every profession has a specific focus. Every profession has something that they focus on, and we all need to respect and honor the scope of practice of others. I think we as PTs have suffered from that in the past, but we're coming into our own now where people respect that we are the movement specialists, that's what we do. We are the experts of the movement system. So we need to have that same respect for other professions as well to see what is their focus, what is their scope of practice, what do they know better than anybody else. Right. And that's part of us as being professionals in direct care environment too. We need to understand who we are and what we can do and what we can't do so that we can refer appropriately.
Yeah, I was always taught in PT school, look for the similarities and the differences and then see where those are. You know, how am I similar to a different healthcare provider? How are we similar? Cool. How are we different? And then how can I bring what I'm good at to what someone else might be lacking? And but you have to remember, vice versa, bring that in. Because I can stand here and stomp my feet and say, doctors don't get what PTs do all day long. Mm-hmm. Or I could take the time to talk to one and just let them know that's one doctor or one PA or one nurse who now understands what I can do, and that's going to get me way further than just stomping my feet and throwing a tantrum saying, exactly, they don't understand me. They just don't get me.
Yep, that's the strength of relationship, right?
Right. That's what we like to pat on ourselves in the back, say we're good at, but for some reason we don't do that with other healthcare providers, which is our own detriment.
Yeah.
We're asking everybody three questions who are on the show this weekend. It's powered by our sponsors, Aureus Medical Staffing. If you could live somewhere in the United States and practice PT, somewhere you haven't lived before but maybe always thought about, where would that be?
The mountains of North Carolina.
Yeah. What draws you there?
Just four seasons, beautiful weather, beauty of God's creation everywhere around.
It's nice.
A nice place to get away to.
Yeah, nice area. Second question is, what are you currently reading or maybe recently read that you really liked? It can be PT or non-PT related.
So this is going to be a different answer, but I've been reading a lot of manuscripts.
Okay.
I'm in the process of publishing a book with F.A. Davis. It's a new neuro rehab textbook.
Yeah, good for you.
And so 37 chapters. It's organized around the ICF model, not around medical diagnoses in neuro, which is the unique thing about it. And so it'll be out next year. So that's what I've been reading
good.
A lot
well,
of.
Congratulations.
A lot
good
of those
you.
Coming through.
That's great. So we found out about you from April Fajardo, and that's how things spread, you know, one-to-one person. You need to talk to this guy. You need to talk to this guy. So third questions on three questions is, who's somebody in the field of physical therapy that everybody listening should know more about?
Boy, there's so many. I mean, one person that I think of who is really a visionary and somebody who's a matriarch in PT right now is Dr. Geneva Johnson.
Okay.
An educator for 50, 60 years now.
Wow.
Some people look at her and say, why is she still doing what she's doing? And she is retired now, but she's still very active in the education community and attends the APTA's Educational Leadership Conference every year just to encourage young educators. And her perspectives, she's always been one to drive us to new things that maybe we wouldn't have thought about.
Right.
The DPT being one of those. Clinical practice that brings us into a direct access environment and being autonomous practitioners.
Well, that's why she's still in it. I mean, someone who's been around for a long time and is still going in circles and old ideas, that person you have to ask, well, what are you still doing here? But someone who's driving towards new ideas and has been around for a long time says that person is continually forward thinking.
Yes.
So why do you come to this event? I mean, I know you want to stand here and you want to help the neuro section, but why do you come to this event specifically? Because it's filled with students.
There's something that's energizing about being around young people. As I said, I've taught for 26 years now in a university. I've always enjoyed being around students. My students in my program, I know them,
right. They
know me, but there's also a natural kind of barrier that exists because I'm a program chair.
Right.
Even though I try to break that down and I try
to
be personable,
no
matter what I do, it's always there. One thing that I enjoy about coming to the student conclave is that I can interact with people, students who have fresh ideas, fresh energy, but they don't have that barrier. They don't see that because they just see me as another PT. And in this case, a physical therapist in the Academy of Neurologic Physical Therapy. And if they're interested in neuro, I love to talk to them about that. If they're interested in global affairs, I'd love to talk to them about that.
That's cool.
Energy.
Good reason to come.
We
to
need
that.
More energy yeah. as we get older.
Have to. Yeah, well, and this place is a key place to find it with all these students
Definitely.
Who are coming out there while they're still in school. All right, so every episode that we do is a pint, but before we're done with pints, we do shots. So one parting shot of wisdom, if you could talk to PT and PTA students around the world listening to this, what's one little piece of advice you want to leave them with as they go forward into their career?
Make sure that you approach every patient as if they were your mom or your dad or your grandmom. I think when you get busy especially, it's easy to start seeing people just as patients, to remember always at the bottom that that's a real person.
Yeah.
And they have issues that they're dealing with, especially since they're coming to see us. There's something that's really, it's a life event for them. So we need to take that into consideration and realize that they have things that they're dealing with at the same time that they're coming to see us.
Good words of wisdom right there. Dr. Dennis Fell, appreciate you taking some time out and talking to us on this busy occasion. You can follow him on Twitter at DFellNeuroPT on Twitter. Looking forward to running into you at CSM as well.
Definitely.
That's a different type of environment on a different scale. So we're looking forward to that in San Antonio
Excellent.
Coming up with the American Physical Therapy Association.
Thanks so much.
That's it.
Follow us on Twitter at PT Pintcast and online at ptpintcast.com. It's like TMZ, except with way more important information. And no Miley Cyrus. Okay, it's not like TMZ at all.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.